This is an Entertainment Todd Knight exclusive. An emergency Eric Toddcast drive home show, candlelight prayer vigil, interfaith candlelight prayer vigil, to make sure that Dylan McKay's soul goes to heaven. Eric Tame and Todd Knight. Dun, dun. Eric Tame and Todd Knight. Da 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 da. But first, a song by Sir Elton Todd. Sir Elton? Hello, love. Ahem. Goodbye, Luke Perry. Though I never knew you at all, it's time to make your death all about me. You got a lot of tail. That's probably why you're dead. In pussy years, you'd be 103. And it seemed to me that you lived your life like a candle in the wind, getting far much more poontang than Steve Sanders ever did. And I'd like to smell your fingers, but I was just a kid. Your candle blew out, and now I'm bailing on this bit. Thank you, Sir Elton. Sir Elton Todd is a popular character on the English version of the Eric Toddcast Drive Home show. Much like there's an English office, there's also there's an American office, The Office. Well, there's an English version of the Eric Toddcast that has been around since 1972. This is just the American version. But as I said, it's an Erictainment Todd Knight exclusive. Erictainment Todd Knight. Down, down, down. Erictainment Todd Knight. The Eric Toddcast Drive Home Show. Emergency Candlelight Prayer Vigil. Interfaith Candlelight Prayer Vigil. To make sure that Dylan McKay from 90210's soul goes to heaven. As you all know, in the Catholic faith, you don't go exactly right to heaven until there is a mass said in your honor. I think there's like a card bought, a mass card it's called. You buy that from the Vatican or something. I really don't know because I wasn't raised Catholic. But I wanted to do something like that with interfaith. I think it's interfaith. Is that the right word or non-denominational? I wanted all faiths to come together. I know I have a lot of listeners from different backgrounds. 5 listeners to be exact. And I want everybody, I want the Christians to take some time out and meditate and pray with me. Light a candle. I'm lighting a candle right now. This is the drive home show, so I'm lighting a candle in the car and talking to myself. So, you know, it's a good chance I might get pulled over by the police. But I'll light a candle. Muslims, if you could quit acting up for a minute, light a candle. Jews, just one candle. It's not Hanukkah. It's Dylan from 90210. And I want to have a little mass in his honor. Calling all my prayer warriors. Now, granted, I'm calling you all like a day or two late, so, but whatever, you know. Maybe a couple days ago we could have done a little better. What can I do? I get busy. You know, I procrastinated on calling my prayer warriors, and now we live in a world without Dylan. But let's start the mass. Peach bit be with you. and also with you. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, or Mother, or undecided, far be it from us to assume your gender, but with the internet and all, the dark web, and that book you wrote being as old as it is and with no recent updates, who knows what kind of weird shit you're into. But let it be known to you that it's all cool with us. We're here today to pray that our brother, Dylan McKay from 90210, leaves the world's hottest zip code and enters your heavenly kingdom. Actually, God, I'm thinking, as the president of the Luke Perry fan club, I'm thinking of petitioning Donald Trump and the Postal Service to retire the zip code 90210 so that Dylan can bring it into heaven with him. And then we can make bumper stickers with his face on it that say, "Now heaven has a really great zip code." You know, like how after 9/11, they had those bumper stickers that said, "Now heaven has a really great fire department." Which was really weird because, like, I don't think heaven needs a fire department, I would think. And I know it's not good to speak ill of our first responders that responded to our nation's biggest tragedy, but I'm sure there was some real bums in that group. Some drunken Irishman showed up to work a little too hungover that day. And what's with when people die that are musicians, God, and people say, "Well, now heaven's got a really good house band." I don't know who's in that house band, but I like to think that chick from The Waitresses is there so that Jesus has to hear that goddamn Christmas song every year at his birthday as many times as we do. "Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas." But anyway, God, I digress. Please guide our brother up to the peach pit in the sky. From the peach pit, the peach pit after dark, to the peach pit after life. Let him be up there, sharing a milkshake with Nat, the owner of the peach pit, who I think died in real life, but I didn't take any time to look it up for the show. Dylan was a cool cat. I don't remember much about the early years of the show because I was a latecomer to the show. I started watching it the last few seasons when it started to get weird. A lot of times, God, you tested our faith. Like when that time that Dylan's girlfriend was murdered by mobsters. Or that two or three episodes that for some reason had Wings Hauser in it. 90s straight-to-video action star, I guess. He jumped through a window. It was like the show turned into like an action movie for like 3 weeks. Dylan was caught up in all kinds of shit. And for some god awful reason, Wings Hauser showed up. God, please. I know that the reboot of 90210 is not going to be the same without Dylan. I mean, Steve Sanders is balding. And Brendan always looked like a duck, if you ask me. So it's a real shame that you took the one remaining hunk on the show. But that's okay, God. God, this bit is getting really old. So if I could, I would like everybody to hold their candles now. And although this is an interfaith worship, please allow me to sing Ave Maria, which roughly translated from Italian means the avenue of Jesus's mom. That avenue we all walk down when we die, unless we're going to hell, but whatever. So please, this is for Dylan. Ave Maria, Maria, Maria. She remind me of a West Side Story. Ave Maria. Ave Maria. Maria, Maria. Just around the bend. My huckleberry friend, Ave Maria. All right, that's over. Godspeed. Good night, sweet prince. God, that bit was exhausting.
Oh.
I do feel bad for Luke Perry and his family. He died very young. But a lot of people die young. You know, we also lost this week. We lost the singer of the band, Prodigy. So we lost the singer of the band Prodigy, and we lost Dylan McKay. What is this? VH1's I Mourn the 90s?
Oh, boy.
I hope you enjoyed tonight's very special Eric Toddcast as much as I enjoyed making it. I think there will be another one this week, because this was more of a bit than it was a usual rambling on. So, I do notice that more people have been listening to it. I think I'm up to like 6 or 7. There's quite a few hits on it since last time. For me. So I'm very excited. If you have any questions, I would love to read your letters on the air and answer your questions. So write to me at eric.todd1975@gmail.com and make Eric Toddcast Drive Home Show. Emergency candlelight vigil. No, just goes right to Toddcast, and I'll know it's about. I would like, if you don't mind, I would like to try this again. So we lost Luke Perry this week and the lead singer of Prodigy. What is this? VH1's I Mourn the 90s? I know this is the greatest program that you've ever heard. I know you know that. I want to thank you for tuning in and putting up with this horseshit. God bless you, Luke Perry. Rest in peace. I love that show. I even love this new one you were just in. Good night.